definitely about to have a good time, you know? Are we live, D?
Yes.
You gotta tell me we live. You gotta give me like a action or something, right? Another thing, D, you got me. So you want me on this show, right? You want me to run this thing? You want me to do it right? I gotta make some accommodations, D. First of all, man, this chair right here, I'm not 120 pounds, man. You know what I mean? You know, you start getting older, you start having back problems, man. You gotta stretch in the morning and all that. Come on, man. I need a little lazy boy or something. I need to be comfortable with the people, you know? So anyway, the music gonna play the whole time, or you gonna stop the music? Yeah, so I know we live. I don't know if I'm in a disco right now or what. I'm playing Tetris. Deep behind the beat, shout out to Deep Brown, man, making the beats and everything for you guys. Hopefully you guys enjoy the show. This is a brand new thing that we're doing. UDR Productions Go Love is the YouTube channel. This thing has been going on for a while, but you never had, you know, flavor until I came up here. I'm here to kick some flavor with you guys. The name, I'm naming it Late Night Snooze, you know, with D Bells. You know, D Bells is, of course, me. Snooze, I know a lot of you guys probably haven't heard that word. We don't really use that word in the black community too much. But Snooze, it's like just talking lively with me. Just me talking lively with you. I felt, you know, a lot of times I'm more behind the scenes. I'm a behind the scenes guy. I don't really get in front of the camera. I'm the type to have the camera and put you in front of the camera. So today I'm in front of the camera. I will be in front of the camera. I have an empty chair right here. This chair is going to be for guests only. So if you would like to be a guest on the show, please reach out. You know, you can go to Facebook. My Facebook is Dennis Bellamy. That's my government. You know, when you give somebody your government name, you feel real comfortable with them. You know what I mean? So I give you guys my government name, Dennis Bellamy. I'm on Facebook. You can reach out to me. So today we're just gonna keep it real simple and live. I just want to open this up with prayer. You know, because I feel, you know, a lot of times we need prayer, and there's a lot going on, coronavirus, and you know, we have economic crisis and different things like that going on, cops killing. You know, all different things that we're dealing with, and we still wake up every day with a smile on our face, and we still go to work, and we still do what we do, and it's not always easy. It's not always easy, you know, putting on the face and showing up and just doing what you got to do. So we just go open this up in prayer. Dear Father God, in the name of Jesus, just calling up on you right now, God, that, you know, you continue to just touch us, God. Touch us with your healing hand, God. Send health and wholeness through our body. It's a lot of people out here, God, going through some things right now. And God, you know what they're going through. Please continue to walk with them. Continue to guide them. You said when two or more are together, God, you are here with us. So be here with us, God, in the presence, God. Please open your ear to hear our prayers. And Father God, just continue to open up your heavens and pour down your many blessings on us as a whole. And we pray these things, God, in your heavenly name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's very important when you pray. As a Christian, you say in Jesus' name. You know what I mean? It's just something powerful about that, you know, when you pray in Jesus' name, you know. So, all right, so we're just going to start this off today, man. Yes. I got something on my mind. There's something that, you know, let's talk about loyalty. We're going to talk about loyalty. In my world, it's certain codes that, you know, we live by. And loyalty is one of those codes. Not everyone lives by loyalty, as you may know that. But let me pose a question to you. How many friends can you really call 3 o'clock in the morning? You may have a flat tire. You may just be getting out of jail. You need somebody to pick you up. Whatever the situation may be, 3 o'clock in the morning, who can you call? Which one of your friends you can call and they will actually pick up the phone? I consider myself to be one of those friends. I'm not saying call me 3 o'clock in the morning, because I may not answer the phone. If it ain't, you might need to text me first, you know what I mean, before I just wake up. But I'm one of those type of friends that I'm going to pick up that phone. And I really live by, you know, loyalty. You know, I really live by, like, my friends is not friends. My friends is brothers. My friends is sisters, you know. So when you say I'm a friend, that's more like an associate to me. But How many people can you call at 3 o'clock in the morning? I'm one of those type of friends you can call at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's always disappointing when you call friends 3 o'clock in the morning. And this could be a metaphor. Not saying you really call people 3 o'clock in the morning. But they're not there for you. You know, friends leave you feeling disappointed. And, you know, one thing about me is I express my feelings. A lot of men, you know, we don't really express our feelings. And that comes from the male role belief system. So what the male role belief system is then every man has a different male role belief system. It's the things we learn as children on what it takes to be a man or what I think it takes to be a man. And that's a whole nother topic. But the thing is, loyalty is what I believe, you know, not just for a man, but for a man, for a woman, for a human being. And I had a situation today where one of my friends reached out to me, and I really don't know how I feel about it, you know. So today I would like to explore the situation with you guys. I like to be open. I like to be honest, transparent with you guys. So I have a friend, right? We've been friends since 2004. So that's a long time, 2004. That's 17 years we've been friends. You know, I really look at this, you know, brother, you know, as my brother. You know, we grew up together. We laughed together. We cried together. We have some of the same pains together, you know, and I put it all on the line. And when I say put it all on the line, one time my friend had a problem. He showed up to this girl's house, and she had a birthday party. Her ex-boyfriend showed up. And, he was one of them type of dudes that failed in school. He was the type of dude that, you know, probably had a weapon on him or, you know, is kind of sketchy looking dude, you know what I mean? But he could be a cool dude. Not saying he's not a cool dude, but he wasn't cool to my friend, you know, to my brother who called me. So when my brother called me, I felt like, okay, this might be some type of threat, you know? So what I do, I show up, you know, I show up and I told homie, he got to go. You know, it's an uncomfortable environment, you know, and it's just best, you know, it's just best if he should just leave, you know, it's just easier that way. So anyway, long story short, the guy left, he left or whatever. That's the type of friend I am. Now, some people be like, oh, he got a gun. Oh, I ain't going over there. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be over there. You know, you should probably leave. But I love my brothers and I don't want any harm, you know, done to my brothers. So anyway, me and my brother stopped talking. We stopped talking for, I think it was about a year and a half. About a year and a half now, we stopped talking. And the crazy thing is, I was hurt by it. I was very hurt that we stopped talking because I don't see any issues why I could stop talking to my brothers. You know, it's nothing that we can, you know, go through to make me stop talking to my brothers. You know, but I stopped talking to my brother. I stopped communication. And it hurt. You know, it was very painful. And a part of me was like cut off. You know, this is my homie. Anytime I go to North Carolina, anytime, you know what it is. I'm in town. I'm coming through. I'm going to call you ahead of time. We're going to link. We're going to have a good time. And that was cut off. That was really cut off. And let me explain the situation to you. And this is, you know, the people in this is they're confidential. However, we're gonna explore the story and your thoughts on the story and how you feel. So, this is the story. It started off a group of guys all hanging out. We're in college. We're in the HBCU. HBCU. I'm sorry about that. Historical Black College, and this is in North Carolina. So we met and we formed a little crew. We became real cool and we did everything together. We checked in with each other, formed a brotherhood. We had other women who were also friends with us. And what's interesting is as we got a little older, we still were friends. The guy friend that my brother, he started dating one of the friends, one of the girls who was down with us. So it was interesting. It was very interesting. You know, she and this is confidential. I'm not going to use any names, but just for me to be real transparent about the story, he ended up getting her pregnant. You know, first it was like weird that they were together. And, you know, I didn't feel that they should have been together. But then who am I to say, you know, who you should love and who you should not be with? She got pregnant. This is in North Carolina. I'm living in Connecticut at the time. So she came up to Connecticut. They both came together. So she started living with me and my wife. You know, and he went back. He went back to North Carolina, and I was just like, bro, you should live in Connecticut. Like, she's going to be here. But anyway, I'm not here to judge the situation. You know, you had a life going on. You know, of course, she was finding her way, you know, pregnant, you know, with her first child. They end up not working out together. And it's always tough, right? When you have friends who, you know, male and female, then they get together and they don't work out. It's always tough because you have that loyalty to both sides. You know, now it's kind of split now. And now there's some internal conflict. And whether I want to be in it or not, I'm already involved in it because they're both my friends and I care about them both deeply. So, my homie, my brother, he ended up started dating another one of the girls who was friends with us. And she was best friends with my homegirl. We all friends now. So now he's dating the other girl who's the best friend of the girl he got pregnant. Crazy situation, right? You thinking, wow, is that typical? You know, is that where's the loyalty in that? So anyway, I've always questioned that about him. But like I said, I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to say who you could love, who you could be with. What's difficult about that situation is the girl he chose to be with, she's also the ex of our other best friend. From college days, like, you know, it's certain girls you don't touch. It's certain, listen. Some, I'm just being real and keeping it playing with you. Some girls, some women are off limits. We're going to give you a moment of silence for that. And we're going to repeat that. Some women are off limits. Doesn't matter how long you know you used to date with that person. Doesn't matter like what the how you guys broke up. She's off limits, bro. Some men, because it's for the women too, are off limits. You have that one guy who had your heart, who you will always love. No matter if you're married or not, you're not going to just say, my best friend can talk to my ex because they're happy. You'd be a fool to think that. They might tell you that, but they're not happy for you. How can I be happy for a man with a woman who I have past memories with? And let me explain it to you. I know I'm getting a little sidetracked off the story, but this is an even deeper story. Can I be real with you? Can I take off the mask? Can I be real? Can I unloosen a button on you? Do I have to take off the frames for you? Off limits. Because when I see you with her, I'm going to tell you what I'm really thinking. I know she missed me. Hey, how could she forget? How? Knowing the type of brother I am, how can she forget the times we had? Because you know it was epic, right? You know it was a movie. The one thing about a movie is a movie keeps playing. You know, a movie, you still watch old movies from back in the day. We made a movie. Dave, put your cell phone mute, man. And I hope you got a mask on back there sneezing, man. You know, the coronavirus. Another accommodation, man. Give me some disinfectant spray, man. You over there sneeze one more time, this show is done. You hope you got a mask on over there, man. All that sneezing. Yeah, you got me sidetracked now. So that's just the thing, man. If I can give you one rule to live by, certain women, certain men are off limits. Certain things you just don't do. You my homie, you my brother. That's your woman. I don't need to be in her face. All I need to do is be polite and never let another brother disrespect her. I don't need to be with her when you ain't around. Why would you be with my woman when I'm not around? Why? You call me, yo, you home, bro? Nah, bro, I ain't home. Your wife home? You smoking moon rocks or something, man? What you kind of drugs you on? Is my wife home? You know when somebody repeats something back to you when they, yo, your wife home? Is my wife home? You know that don't sit right when somebody repeat back what you, when they repeat back what you said to them. That's danger zone, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's danger zone. I met this guy, right? I'm sidetracked from the story all the way, but I know. Stick with me, though. Stick with me. Hey, listen, you look at the comments, D, and tell me. You know what I mean? So here's the thing, right? This dude is from the Marines. And he said, listen, he said, yo, real talk. We talking. He said, I'd do anything for my Marine brothers. My Marine brothers called me. Listen, there's nothing I won't do for them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, I feel the same way. I'm not in the Marines, but I'm in these streets. You know? And I feel the same way. So he's like, but let me tell you something. He got my attention. I'm listening. He said, I'm a wolf. He said, my friends are wolves. And he said, whenever I meet a wolf, I think about how I could take him out. I said, that was deep to me, because I'm like, why would you want to take your own friend? Why would you want to take your own brother out? He said, because I know what that wolf is capable of doing. I said, whoa. See, man, we are conquerors, you know? Wherever we at, that's why we have to be in our own lane. And women, same way. You women are conquerors. You can't be with somebody who's doing the same thing you're doing. You guys are going to be in competition. You're doing the same thing. My wife always tells me it can't be two women cooking in the kitchen. Straight up. I don't know how many women out there feel that way, but my wife said it can't be two women cooking in the kitchen. I said, I respect it. The kitchen is yours, baby. You know what I mean? I come and do my little thing, but when you in there, I get out the way. You know what I'm saying? I get out the way, let you do your thing. Let you do your cabbage and macaroni and cheese, you know, barbecue chicken, all the things I like.
Hey,
what's up?
Ask them, could they please
like and subscribe? Hey, listen, man. Please like and please subscribe to the channel. If you like what you're hearing, if you like the flavor, you like the open shirt, I'm giving you the open shirt. Give me a little credit for that. You know what I mean? Give me a little something. Give me a little something, man. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, man, boundaries, self-control. You shouldn't be around your man's girl thinking that you could get her or thinking that she like you. That's negative thinking. You shouldn't even think. If that even comes to your head, that, oh, man, she's fine. Red flag for yourself. You should throw the flag for yourself. Throw the flag on the plate for yourself. There, wish you had a red flag. That's what we need, a combination.
I can get that.
We're going to throw the napkin for now. Red flag. You don't do that. You don't. See, you got to know when to, see. You gotta know when to turn off the wolf tendencies. It's a time to be a wolf. No doubt. No doubt, I see. Shout out to Leslie Santiago.
She said, nobody respects nobody.
Yeah, nobody respects nobody. You know, and red flag on the play. have no desire to have a personal relationship with any of my brother's women. Much respect to them. Hey, listen, the loyalty I have for my brothers is the loyalty I have for them. If I see them out and they're being disrespected or something, or somebody is game, you know, it's game. I'm a wolf. Now it's time to be a wolf. Yes. When I'm protecting, when I'm in that protective state, I'm a wolf. It's natural. You play with my kids? Man, let me tell you. I'm a father, man. Yes. You know, I had a daughter. My wife had a daughter. We got together. We had two. My daughter was in school one day. She was in like preschool, right? And my wife called me. I'm at work. She said somebody at the school put hands on your daughter. He's not a teacher. He came in because she wasn't listening to the teachers. And he came in. He tried to take charge. Time to be a wolf. Time to be a wolf. Never had a problem again with him. Never had a problem again. So anyway, let's get back to the story with the friend. He's dating his homie's ex. College sweetheart. He had another one of our homegirls pregnant. She ended up losing the baby, man. Everything is confidential. Names are confidential. She, you know, and it hurt me because my wife was pregnant at the same time. So they were supposed to have the babies together. I have feelings now. Now I'm like, wow, man. I have feelings. You know, I want to do anything I can to help my friend, because she's my friend too. So anything I could do to help, I want to make sure she's successful. You know, I want to do anything to help her, you know, because I feel like a protector. This is my friend. And there's wolves out here, so I feel like I have to protect. Now, she's a woman. She make her own decisions. She wanted to go back down south. I was just like, why? You know, you can make it here. But I get it. You know, up north is a little different, a little difficult sometimes navigating. Things are a little bit more, you know, expensive, things like that. Especially when you have family, you know, in another place. It's easier. You know, getting your kid, you know, you want to have a family and things like that, have things in place. So anyway, keep the fly stuff, right? She's in like a restaurant, like a Chipotle or something like that. And she sees my friend here, sees the other friend who my brother is dating. She doesn't know that they're dating. Now the other friend knew that my brother had the, you know, other friend pregnant. She knew that. She knew that the dude she's dating, she used to date his friend and their best friends. So they both wrong, in my opinion. In my opinion, it's no boundaries, it's no self-care. Now, I'm not judging them, and I'm not saying that they're bad people. Things happen. You get lonely, you get whatever it is. But someone always told me, if you don't remember anything else in this podcast tonight, what's easy is not always right. Just because it's easy to do, that doesn't mean that it's right. And what's right is not always easy. Let me take a sip of water on that. That might have went over your head a little bit. What's easy is not always right. What's right is not always easy. So what that basically means is that just because you know you could do something, that doesn't mean that you should do it. it's actually harder to have temptation and say, you know what, we can't be together. You fine, all that. You got it going on. Your hair long. You're curvy. You smell good. I want to get into smelling good. Nowadays the makeup and all that, and you know, everyone's getting everything done. Whatever floats your boat. If you, you know, whatever your man loves, he loves. Whatever you feel like you want to do, you have the freedom to do what you want to do. But I'm a simple guy, and there's a lot of guys like me out there, and we don't really let you get inside our brain and really tell you what we really want, what we really need. I'm born in the city, stayed in the country. I seen it all. Lived in Cali. Not for nothing, that's just a little background of me. I've been around the world. So, my biggest thing, man, is you can put all this makeup on your face. You can do all this. For one, I got a white t-shirt on. It's a white polo, so yeah. You have makeup on, it gets on my shirt. This thing is white. I can't have no foundation on my shirt, baby. You got all that makeup on, whatever floats your boat. Makeup is pretty. Makeup is real pretty. But it can also be deceiving. I'm going to tell you something right now. I meet you, or a man meet you, because I'm married. A man meets you at a club, or he meets you somewhere, and you looking scrumptious. And he's like, oh my God, yo, she is so beautiful. She doesn't have one pimple on her face. Man, she, whoo, man, you see? The eyebrows, them things is sharper than my edge up. Sharper than my beard. Everything, man, she just, I mean, skin all one tone. You know what I mean? Lips dripping honey. Come on, man. That man see you again and you not the way he saw you. Ask Golden Corral what happened when they tried to come to Connecticut. Golden Corral was popping. Everybody know Golden Corral down south. That's the thing to go. Golden Corral, Shawnee's, all those different places. When Golden Corral came to Connecticut, the food wasn't the same. You know how fast word got out that Golden Corral is not right? That Golden Corral is not there anymore. Yeah, the one in Milford. That's the thing. That man's not going to be around no more. Because he fell in love with an illusion. Makeup is pretty. Another thing I see now is, you know, with the surgeries. I don't knock it. It looks nice. You on the beach. You feel confident. You know? I don't knock it. But you don't want that man to fall in love with your body. You don't want him to, you know, you don't want to flaunt that and tell him this is what you need, baby. This is what you're going to be objectified. He's going to see you as an object. And you know what's going to happen when he see you as an object. There's nothing wrong. I mean, that's what you want. But there's the next one. She a little bit slimmer. A little bit thicker. His eyes going to go from here to... Oh, what you looking at, baby? Oh, no. I was looking at nothing. Mm-mm. Nice day outside. That man is now looking at other women like that. You know what I mean? So one of the things I say is your personality, man. One thing, the most beautiful thing about you is your personality. I met this guy from Syria, right? I met him from Syria. And I was working in a bakery. And he came from Syria. And I'm always interested in other cultures. And, you know, I'm a very friendly person. And I was like, hey, man. You dating somebody? Like, what's going on with you? You know, how you like America? He's like, nah, I'm single, man. I'm single. I'm like, you single? You from Syria. You know what I'm saying? You different. You. He's like, I was like, so what do you look for in a woman? You know, what do you look for? And this is during the time I was young. I was 16, 17 at the time. I was looking for the prettiest girls. That's it. Didn't really have anything to look for. I didn't know what to. He was like, he blew my mind. This dude blew my mind. He said, listen, he said, when I, you know, find a woman, I'm going to look for one that's mother. You know, English ain't right. He said, I'm going to look for one that's mother. I said, mother? What you mean by mother? I don't want to try to be my mother. What you mean, mother? Explain that to me. Tell me more. So he was like, yeah. He was like, I'm looking for one that can be a mother to my kids. Cause there's some girls I've dated. I'm happy I don't have no kids by. No shade. No shade. But hey, dodge the bullet. Hey, I got all my kids in one house. I'm not picking up the kitty litter. But hey, if you do what you do. Anyway, back to the story. My homegirl ended up seeing her homegirl together. We all friends, like I said. The one that stayed with me, the one that was my friend too. She ended up going down south, and they were in Chipotle. And she tried to say what's up to her friend. So her friend is not speaking to her. So she take a picture of the girl, my other friend. She takes a picture of her, and she says, look, she's acting funny. She's not talking to me. I was like, oh, that's because she's dating, you know, our homeboy. She was like, what? You know, sometimes you say some things that you was like, oh man, you don't know about that? I shouldn't have said that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get nobody, because people get killed for stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like trying to make sense of the situation of why our homegirl is not talking to her. Why she's acting funny. Because that's confusing. It's always confusing when you don't know the other side of the story. When you don't know what's going on and you being played. When someone's being deceitful. So I said it. So she called homeboy up. You know, whatever. She gave, aired him out. You sorry. Da-da-da-da. You. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You know how it go. I don't know this side of the story. I just found out years later, like a year and a half. So he stopped talking to me. This is my brother. This is my brother. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? Right or wrong? It's my brother. Right or wrong? I'm riding with him. He stopped talking to me. So now I'm reaching out to other friends, and I'm like, yo, what's going on with him? Why you not talking to me? They like, I don't know, man. You know, he tripping. You know, he was so-and-so and he tripping now. So all the homies keeping it real with me, and they telling me, but he not keeping it real with me. It hurts me. I'm like, ah, that's my brother. That's my brother. That's my brother. That's my brother. Come on, that's my brother. Why would my brother? Years go by. Maybe two. I'm saying a year and a half. But from a year and a half to about 2 years go by, he reached out to me today. I'm at work. I try to call him, not answer my phone. Da da da. Yeah, so much time has passed by. I forgot about him now at this point. Cause the easiest thing for me to do is just cut it off. Instead of keep continuously like reaching out and being, you know, rejected or. My natural thing is like, cool, that's how you feel about me. That's what we on. Just let me know what we're on. So we on one accord. So that's what it was. He stopped talking to me, and I said, okay, well, that's what it is. We're not talking. He doesn't exist in me now. He's still my brother, because he was my brother. But now he showed me something different. See, it's something different when somebody tell you they rocking with you till the wheels fall off. Something about when you tell me you rocking with me till the wheels fall off. Now when you tell me that, I'm gonna hold you to that. Jesus got denied three times. One of his disciples said, I'm rocking with you. One of Jesus' disciples betrayed him. Turned him in for some tokens. And I'm by far no Jesus. But I learned from those stories. So he reached out to me, and his first thing is like, it's this little code that we say to each other when we greet each other. He says that, and when I read it, I was just like, oh, shocked by surprise, like, how do I make of this? He wants to be friends now, or, well, I respond back. It's my brother, man. You know how those relationships go. It's a part of me, if you know the Bible, I'm like Joseph. Some of you don't know the story of Joseph. Joseph's brothers sold him. Jealous of him. Joseph went through a whole bunch of things. A whole bunch of things he went through. Things he didn't deserve. But Joseph rose. Joseph knew how to figure it out. So now Joseph is in power, and everybody's coming to Joseph now because it's a famine, and Joseph got the grain, gotta eat. They went to his father's, to his father, and they told his father that he was dead. The brothers did it. They sold him and told his father he was dead. Imagine that. Imagine your kids go out and one of them don't come back. Tell you he's dead. Imagine that. Your brothers, the ones that arrive with you till the wheels fall off, the ones that came from the same womb as you, same blood as you. Who can you trust? Who can you trust? Who can you call 3 o'clock in the morning? Joseph gave him the grain, but he said, listen, y'all stole something from me. They didn't steal from him. Joseph planted something in the bags. He had something planted in the bags just to bring him back again, to show them who he really is. Because they didn't know it was their brother that gave him the grain. They didn't know who he was. Based on he was a powerful figure. They thought their brother, they don't know what happened to his brother, their brother. That forgiveness is so powerful. We got our egos though. Why should I forgive? Why does this person deserve my attention, my conversations, my loyalty? How many of y'all had questions about that? Does this person really deserve? This person doesn't deserve it. I'm not going to give it to him. Joseph gave him the grain. So me and my brother, I told him straight up, listen, you cut off all communication with us. I'm not playing that game. What's up? What's going on, bro? We got to talk about the real. We got to talk about something real here, brother. It's something that we need to discuss. Man, you're texting me. You're not even calling me. You're texting me. So that's what we're going to start at. We're going to start at text messaging. Judge. We can start with text messaging. So we started talking. How you doing? You know what's going on? Coronavirus. And that's kind of what I left off at. have you done in this situation? Please leave it in comments if you can. So that's the story, man. And we're going to wrap this show. I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to keep you too long. Just want to give you a little taste of what this show is really about. If you feeling it, let it be known. Join again. Come on the show. I got a seat right here for you. Let's get personal. Let's smooth. Let's talk informally. UDR Productions. Go Love is the YouTube channel.
Team.
Go Love Team?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yes, indeed. Let me get another introduction. Another take. UDR Productions. Go Love Team is a YouTube channel. Subscribe. Only can trust God. Yep. Leslie, I appreciate you. Appreciate the support. I see you rocking hard. Might have to get you on the show or something. Call in or something. You know what I mean? Tell us what's really going on. You know what I mean? So hopefully you guys enjoyed your time. It's Late Night Smooths with D-Bells. Looking forward to doing this again with you guys. We got to end with prayer. We started with prayer. We got to end with prayer. Dear Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we call upon you, God. Thank you, God, just for another day. You kept us alive, God. We're here to open our eyes. And that's a blessing in itself. Dear Father God, continue to guide us. Continue to walk with us, God, on our path. Continue to help us find our purpose in life. Continue to help us, God, be with one another, God. Love one another, God. Model the love that you want us to have for one another. Praying for forgiveness, Father. So much hurt in the world, God. There's so many family members that don't talk. So many friends, God, falling out. We just praying, God, just for forgiveness, God. Love, compassion, God, and mercy. The same love that you show us, God, allow us to be able to show to others. Even as hard as it gets, God. Lighten our hearts, God. Take away that wrath. Take away the envy, God. Take away the egos, God. Allow us to be humble, God, and show humility. Allow us, God, to come together, God, for the greater good. Allow us to see, God, each other as brothers and sisters, not as enemies and strangers. Allow us to protect our homes. And allow us to strive and keep going to build your kingdom. We pray these things in your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Show's over. Much love. D-Bells, Late Night Smooths.